Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood confidence coach. You know that feeling when you walk into a room and just own it? You feel radiant, comfortable in your own skin, like you could charm the pants off anyone? Well, I'm here to tell you that magic isn't a fairy tale. It starts with something way more powerful: self-love. Today, we're diving deep into this connection between self-love and confidence because let's face it, life throws us curveballs constantly. We get rejected, criticized, doubted, sometimes even by ourselves. But when you build a solid foundation of self-love, it becomes your superpower, your armor against negativity, and the key to unlocking true confidence. So, how exactly do these two powerhouses intertwine? Buckle up because we're about to break it down into five golden nuggets of wisdom. 1. Self-love is your inner compass. Ever notice how when you feel good about yourself, you radiate that energy outward? You make better decisions, handle challenges with grace, and even attract positive people into your life. That's because self-love acts as your compass, guiding you towards what truly aligns with your values and goals. 2. Confidence is a muscle. Think of it like this. The more you practice self-compassion, the stronger your confidence muscle gets. You start to believe in yourself, even when things get tough. It's about accepting your flaws, celebrating your strengths, and knowing that you are worthy, just as you are. 3. Rejection is a redirection. You know that feeling when someone doesn't see your worth? It stings. But here's the secret. Rejection isn't personal, it's simply redirection. It's the universe saying, hey, keep shining your light because there are people out there who will absolutely adore you for who you are. 4. Comparison is the thief of joy. Stop comparing yourself to others. We all have our unique journeys, and focusing on someone else's highlight reel only steals your own joy. Remember, social media often presents a distorted reality. Celebrate your progress, big or small, and focus on becoming the best version of you. 5. Self-care is your superpower. Taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. Make time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's a relaxing bath, a good book, or spending time in nature, prioritize self-care because when you feel good, you radiate confidence. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine walking into a networking event. You're feeling confident because you've practiced some affirmations, listened to this podcast, of course, and genuinely believe in your abilities. You make eye contact with people, smile, and share your ideas with enthusiasm. People are drawn to your energy and authenticity. See? Self-love is the fuel that powers your confidence engine. So, what's the takeaway? Self-love isn't just about feeling good, it's a powerful foundation for building unshakable confidence. Remember, you are worthy, capable, and deserving of amazing things. Embrace who you are, cultivate that inner love, and watch your confidence soar to new heights. Ready to take action? Share this episode with someone who needs a little boost of self-love. Leave a review if you enjoyed it. Your feedback means the world to me. And stay tuned for more daily doses of inspiration and guidance on your journey to social confidence. Let's do this together.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.